Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post had a story about increased interest from the state of Virginia, specifically in Loudoun or Prince William counties, for a new Washington football team stadium. I was listening to the Junks this morning, and Jason Bishop had said, you know, it was about a year and a half ago or so, he had heard they were making a ton of progress on getting back to RFK. And that kind of corresponds to stuff you and I had heard, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
There was a period of time where it really seemed like RFK was going to happen.
Yep. And I still don't think it's out of it.
I don't know that it's out of it, but I don't know that it's in either. From what I've heard, I kind of think Loudoun could really happen. And I think what the state of Virginia is doing, you got...
I think more Prince William than Loudoun.
You think more Prince William?
Mm-hmm. I think back a few years ago, they were talking about... Remember the Disney of America, whatever thing?
Yeah.
They were talking about that. That was basically... As you go down 66, another area. But I still feel that Dell City area is loaded with land. It's straight up the 95 and all. You have other areas you can come into it as well. Prince William Parkway and things like that. Loudoun County Parkway brings you all the way out when you're coming from Fairfax and things of that nature. But I think you have to look at
that stretch of 95.
It's tough as hell.
GD nightmare.
You mean to tell me you think the toll road isn't a nightmare?
There are lots of bad dreams, okay? Don't get me wrong. But that stretch of 95 from the Mixing Bowl to Fredericksburg, and literally particularly there when you go over the bridge at, what river is that, Occoquan Bridge?
Yeah.
There's that little like inlet. It's pretty because you got all those marinas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a parking lot.
That's a parking lot. 66 is a parking lot.
True.
Route 7 is a parking lot. The toll road, when you add more people, it's going to be a parking lot.
Where does the Easy Pass lanes end? Where do the Easy Pass lanes end on 95?
They end way down, like, just prior to Fredericksburg.
But okay. Let's be honest. Easy Pass there.
Every time they add on to highways now, they're putting more lanes there. And it's making the private industry a lot of money. It's not like you're making the state a lot of damn money.
No.
Because they're going to put some more easy pass lanes on 95. Don't let them fool you.
So I want to do a few things. Because we have strong Virginia representation on this show. Mm-hmm. Cody and Lamphill live in Loudoun County. B lives in Fairfax. I'd like to live in Virginia, but I don't. So I think that's strong Virginia representation. I am literally, I mean, you've been to my house, B. I think as far as the state of Maryland goes, I'm as close to Virginia as possible. Mm-hmm. I'm just over the river. Lamphill and Cody are both firmly do not want stadium in Loudoun County. Is that accurate, boys?
I think that's the mindset of a lot of people in Loudoun County.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I do not want it there.
Right now, one of the richest counties in the country.
That's creating plenty of jobs just with the data centers.
A lot of high education there. I don't think that they want it in their backyard.
And generally, not always, but generally, what happens with rich people? They get what they want. As a general rule of thumb.
You put a stadium there, and then now they're worried about extra traffic coming in when they don't want it there, or you put a data center, a couple data centers. Data centers use a lot of power. They generate a hell of a lot of income. A lot of taxes are paid.
Sure. Data centers are used every day.
The stadium.
Stadiums are used.
The stadium wants everybody locally to pay for it.
Let's be honest about this. Stadium, you got 10 games. You got 8 regular season games, maybe 9, and a preseason game. So then, let's say they have a draft day party, 3 or 4 concerts.
Yeah.
And
so basically 20
call
events.
It 2 or 3 soccer games.
20, 25 events.
Let's round up. We'll call it 25 events.
Okay.
25 out of 365. Mm-hmm. So you got to build the big mall and shopping center and everything around it to validate it for the job creation. Probably going to want a casino. There's at least going to be a sports book inside the stadium. At least. I think to do anything like that requires a vote. Mm-hmm. And I think the folks in Loudoun County, that'd be a hell of a vote. I don't think you can, if you want a casino and a sports book, I think that has to go to the ballots. And I think it'd be tough.
If you go out to Loudoun County beyond the football practice facility, you got one Loudoun. And then around one Loudoun, you got a slew of living quarters and things of that nature. You go up a little bit farther on Route 7. You get closer to Leesburg. There's another center there. You come to the other side. You got South Riding and North Riding. You have off of Belmont Ridge, that's another like an area and all that. They'll basically tell you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We don't need a stadium to have that. We have that already. So as I look at it, that Dell City, Dell Boulevard area seems to be the place. I know people don't like the traffic, but if you go to Virginia, I think that's going to be the area.
Here's my...
Or that's when D.C. try to step back in and say, hold on now. This is where it's supposed to be. What'd you say earlier? The Washington Commanders
playing in Dale City, Virginia.
Dale City, yeah.
That ain't the Redskins at RFK I grew up with.
Oh, it'd be different. Listen, man. Just like lying season is about to start with football, we keep hearing these articles popping up. Are a lot of them being placed?
You know who
lies?
A lot
of them being presented to make sure other people think, oh, we're closer here, to make other people step up a little bit more. You know, I don't sit there and just take it as you hear it. I know it's a lot of BS that goes on when it comes down to stuff like this.
Answer a few yes or no questions for me, Brian. Mm-hmm. Do politicians lie?
Hell yes.
Do billionaire businessmen lie?
Super, super hell yes.
So this could all be a ploy to try to get D.C. moving.
Manipulate what you want.
Right. Hey, D.C., you better get moving because Virginia's heating up. Got hot stove over here. Now, listen, my guy Gohan has checked in on Twitter. He says, I want the stadium in my backyard, like walking distance in Loudoun County, please. I've driven for years out to Maryland. It's time for them to drive to us.
Yep, and I bet you for every one opinion like that, you got 2,000 that don't feel that way.
I know we get a ton of these people that listen to the program. I want callers from Prince William County to call in because overwhelmingly the folks from Loudoun seem to not want it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Prince William wants it. I think there is something to perhaps a more polite term to say this, but like a farther out area. Like, you know how they call it the suburbs and then the exurbs, I think? Like, I think Prince William County is kind of that next level out, just distance-wise. And maybe there's something to put the stadium here. Let everybody know we're here. Let everybody know we mean business.
Could be.
You know, and maybe there's a source of pride to that.
Thing. When I hear stadium, first thing I think is who's paying for it. Okay? We just went through a slew of hearing the league had to make a special provision for him to be able to get money to own the whole team. Who's paying for the stadium? We have enough taxes in Virginia. Who's paying for it?
You three are all Virginia. Uh-oh. He's pointing at you. Like rich people, you're saying?
Beamich, you're the one paying for the stadium.
I ain't paying for a damn thing. Okay? My thing is, if you're like Jerry and you go build your $5 billion stadium and you're willing to put your money on the line, I don't have a problem helping.
Totally agree.
Just like I am with my family. If you do something for you, I'll do something for you. If you ain't doing something for you, I ain't doing it. But if you think people in Virginia want you to come put something there and we got to pay for it completely? No. We've seen it. We see how it works. Okay? So if you're going, this stadium is going to be $3 to $4 billion at least. Who's going to pay for it?
Do you think Stan Kroenke just built SoFi Stadium in L.A.? Paid for it himself.
Stan Kroenke paid for SoFi Stadium.
Paid for it himself.
I guarantee you, since Stan Kroenke came out and say, I have, what, $7 billion? This is what I'm about to build my $7 billion. I guarantee you people are like, hell, we'll put money in to help you.
Sure.
Because
if you just help with the infrastructure, we'll build the roads. We'll help dig new pipes, whatever the hell it is.
I'll take you back to college or even before. You may have a little money on you. You taking somebody out, a girl, or you hanging out with your boys. The dude that never ever went in his pocket, you stopped inviting his ass, didn't you? The woman that automatically assumed you're going to just pay for everything, you kind of say, well, the hell with her. I want somebody to at least offer. You see what I'm saying? Offer that you're going to try and help, and then guess what? I'll do it all the time. But in this situation, I have to think beyond. If you're trying to build a stadium and you were barely having the credit to get to own your own team fully, why the hell would I want the thing? I mean, I'm going to have to pay for it.
Taking your calls next. Who's going to pay for this thing? That's the biggest question. Plus, landfill, in one of the most unique and best abilities he has compiled a list of things he'd rather do rather than be taxed and have to pay for a new football stadium in the state of Virginia. We will provide you that list at 11:30. Taking your calls next. Josh Norris joins us at 11. It's a packed day. It always is. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.